Medical notes this week. Weather disasters could be damaging more than your property. A study published in the journal Nature Water suggests that flooding can lead to respiratory and cardiovascular diseases, allergies, mental disorders, and increased risk of death. Scientists hope this research gives flood victims more access to health interventions moving forward. How can you avoid dry skin this winter? Well, when it's cold outside, many people experience itchy red and inflamed patches of dry skin called eczema. Dr. Lisa Beck, an eczema specialist at the University of Rochester Medical Center, says your showering habits could be a main culprit. Bathing strips away our natural oils that lubricate our skin, so spacing out your cleaning schedule can help. Other tips are to stop using fabric softeners and start cooking with oils that contain essential fatty acids, which help us maintain a protective skin barrier. And finally, it may be time to invest in a quality probiotic. Although we're out of the pandemic, COVID-19 is expected to stick around year after year. A new study in the journal Clinical Nutrition shows that probiotics could delay a COVID infection and minimize symptoms. While the sample size is limited and more research is needed before any findings can be confirmed, scientists think probiotics could be an inexpensive and accessible option for people at risk for a COVID exposure. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Shel Lustig.